Recently, Edge came across something truly unbelievable. A big hole in the ground that we've never seen or heard of before. What was it all about? How long has it been there? And what the hell was it doing? We sent reporter Nick Moss to find out.
There! Hold up! Right there.
So fucked up. Jesus Christ.
Here in the middle of nowhere is the kind of hole you just never imagine seeing with your own eyes. As far as we know, it's never been filmed by anyone. I don't know if it's safe. I don't know anything. Except that no one in the media is talking about this hole. And no one in the media has certainly ever gone down into it. Until now. So right now, the hole is about 80 feet behind me, but there's no clear way to get to it safely, so we have to... Okay, I'm being told that we probably shouldn't get any closer to the hole in broad daylight, so let's get back to the cars.
This is fucking insane.
As it turned out, getting anyone to talk about the hole was just as hard as getting into the hole itself. We asked several government agencies if they knew anything, but they just shut us down completely. But their lack of transparency wasn't going to stop us from finding out more about the hole. We returned at nightfall.
Okay, it's about 3:15 a.m. We're gonna make our move on the hole. Okay, it's happening. Let's go. Holy shit.
Everything about this operation was dangerous. We could have fallen into the hole or dropped something in. At this point, anything was a possibility.
We're nearing the edge of the hole. We're about 15 feet away now. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't scared. I mean, I can't even feel my fucking legs right now. Whoa. Holy fuck. Okay, this is definitely the edge of the hole. I mean, I am at a precipice. Fuck.
It took some expert maneuvering, and there were some tense moments where we didn't know what was going to happen to us. But then, somehow, we reached the bottom.
Inspiration with former Vice President Dick Cheney. This is your daily inspiration with former Vice President Dick Cheney.
Follow your bliss. Or in your case, follow the trail of your own farts back to the convenience store aisle where you bought your bush ice.
WCOM FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill Harbor. Hey, look, this is Dr. Furious. Just checking in, cranking in some crazy beats, which might happen to be offensive. Some members dangling and listening off by the audience. And for everybody else out here who's doing crazy stuff.
I'm troubled by shapeless fears.
Everybody be good. I'm furious!
Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them?
The next morning, and you...
I'm troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of
unveiled a product innovation this week that may change the way America eats, the fast food feed bag. Beginning today, diners will be able to strap on the wearable menu item at participating KFC, Long John Silver's, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut restaurants, making it easier than ever to eat on the go.
Something that we heard over and over again was, I really love your food. I just wish it wasn't so much work to have to eat it. So that's why we came up with the feed bag. It's hot, steamy food in your face right now.
The feed bag meals are created by grinding the restaurant's most popular menu items into a flavorful, textured food product.
I got the Chipotle Chicken Loco Cabeza bag.
Sometimes I don't feel like moving my arms. So this way you can just have it on your face close to your mouth. So you don't have to pick anything up.
The innovative design of the feed bag meals does away with the hassles of chewing and stopping to breathe while eating. Yum Brands is marketing the bags as a solution for multitasking professionals as well as other busy Americans.
For an additional 50 cents, I just throw the soda right in there. You'll need to keep sucking it through the straw.
Parents say they like the convenience of the kids' meal. Yum Brands says it envisions a future when...
These nuts. I mean, you can have breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, all simultaneously in one feed sack strapped to your face.
When he responds to my initiative, I will review his response, take a position, and make a recommendation.
This time.
So they don't read, they review, they don't have opinions, they take positions, and they don't give advice, they make recommendations. And so, at long last, after each has responded to the other's initiatives, and each has reviewed the other's responses, and everyone has taken a position, made a judgment, and offered a recommendation, now they have to do something.
but there's no clear way to get to it safely, so we have to... Okay, I'm being told that we probably shouldn't get any closer to the hole in broad daylight, so let's get back to the cars. This is fucking insane. Shit.
These nuts.
A newspaper reporter, a deputy from Laquata County, returned a business call and left a voicemail that Durango Herald reporter Chase Olivarius McAllister, but apparently not realizing he forgot to end that call, he goes on to talk to a coworker about the reporter's breast size. 1 minute later, the conversation was caught on her voicemail recording.
It's not hot. I mean, she's got an okay body. I mean,
giant boobs.
Tonight, the La Plata County Sheriff has apologized to that reporter. Sean Smith says, I apologized her and informed her that the leadership team would take immediate steps to deal with the deputies involved. The editor of that Durango Herald, Amy Maestas, condemned the language, calling the situation disappointing. She says, quote, the sheriff understands the enormity of the situation and is taking it seriously.
But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive.
These nuts.
These nuts.
Still, just give dispatch a call back, okay? Thank you, bye.
I run.
anymore. We lose to China. We lose to Mexico, both in trade and at the border. We lose to everybody.
These nuts.
The innovative design of the feed bag meals does away with the hassles of chewing and stopping to breathe while eating. Yum Brands is marketing the bags as a solution for multitasking professionals as well as other busy Americans.
For, you know, an additional 50 cents, they'll just throw the soda right in there. You don't need to keep sucking it through the straw.
Parents say they like the convenience of the kids' meal feed bags. Yum Brands says it envisions a future when feed bags will be the standard form of eating in America.
We're always looking for more efficient ways to get our food products into our customers' gaping maws. And it's fun. I mean, you can have breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, all simultaneously in one feed sack strapped to your face.
Beginning next month, restaurants will add a version of the feed bag meals for dine-in customers, the family-style feed trough, as well as a drive-through version in which so-called feed hoses will gush food directly into customers' open mouths as they drive past the restaurant in their cars.
Oh my, 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 what you do to me? Like lightning when I'm swimming in the sea. From the very first time we loved, from the very first time we touched. Walking on wires and power lines, you put your body on top of mine. Every time that you lift me up to the heaven and stars above.
Lord of mercy, I'm begging you please. I'm feeling drained, I need love. You charge me up like electricity. Don't stop my heart with your love. There's an energy when you hold me. When you touch me, it's so powerful. I can feel it. When you hold me, when you touch me, it's so powerful. There's an energy when you hold me. When you touch me, it's so powerful.
He's pulling me back to you. From the very first time we loved, from the very first time we touched. The stroke of your fingers, the scent of you lingers. My mind running wild with thoughts of your smile. Oh, you gotta give me some. Oh, you could give it all, but it's never enough, no.
So powerful, I can feel it. When you hold me, when you touch me, it's so powerful. I can feel it. When you hold me, when you touch me, it's so powerful. There's an energy. When you hold me, when you touch me, it's so powerful. You touch me, it's so powerful. I can feel it when you hold
China.
And we've posted thousands of videos to YouTube. And the comment
but that would be
section
much too direct.
Is absolutely incredible.
So instead, they address the problem. We're addressing the problem, and we'll soon be proceeding.
People love watching people play video games. You're just mad because you will be jobless in one year, you stupid bearded gorilla. Next one, Smurfy JCK. Yeah, effing kill yourself, you ignorant F. It's clear you have no clue what you're talking about. You can welcome an old man. You're most probably just salty due to all these gamers and entertainers making more money than you. You need to accept what the world has come to. Some people enjoy watching sports, some enjoy watching esports. Stop hating. Get your balls, tie them with thick fishing line, and jump off a cliff while your cat's in a blender, and the blender is being used to brush your teeth, you sarcastic mong. Sincerely, the entire gaming community, they've got to get...
As it turned out, getting anyone to talk about the hole was just as hard as getting into the hole itself. We asked several government agencies if they knew anything, but they just shut us down completely. But their lack of transparency wasn't going to stop us from finding out more about the hole. We'd return at nightfall.
Okay, it's about 3:15 a.m. We're gonna make our move on the hole. Okay. It's happening. Let's go. Holy shit.
Everything about this operation was dangerous. We could have fallen into the hole or dropped something in it. At this point, anything was a possibility.
We're nearing the edge of the hole. We're about 15 feet away now. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't scared. I mean, I can't even feel my fucking legs right now. Whoa. Fuck. Okay, this is definitely the edge of the hole.
Some expert maneuvering, and there were some tense moments where we didn't know what was going to happen to us in the end. But then, somehow, we reached the bottom.
What the fuck? Jesus, there's dirt everywhere. I'm so turned around, I don't even know where we are right now.
I was so determined to get inside the hole, I never considered what would happen once I got inside the hole. We'll be right back.
interview between Sarah Palin and Donald Trump sound.
Oh, that's going to be a summit, isn't it? Boy, I love it when the right people find each other in this life. It's so hard. It's another way for Sarah Palin to stick it to John McCain for ever trusting her, to sit down with the man who smeared John McCain's 6 years of torture in a Vietnam POW camp. But it should be of great alarm to Roger Ailes. I think that Roger Ailes and Fox News have had a really, really clear path. Give Jeb the nomination, Hillary Clinton crushes him, and we get to be the Hate Hillary Network for the next 4 years. Right. You know, they didn't want to be the Defend Mitt Romney Network. They do a lot better being the Hate Obama Network. Right. So if they get Hillary Clinton in office, they're made. Now, that whole plan is gone. And the very fact that Donald Trump is exposing the dark, ugly underside of this party, the white nationalism, which Donald Trump didn't create, he's just the logical conclusion of it. So now Roger Ailes has a real big problem. How are you going to keep your rubes in your own paddock when they found a new shepherd?
China. I've been saying China.
Let me ask you about China.
I go to China. People from China, they love me. China.
In China, they say I don't like China.
I love China. People think I don't like China. I love China. China.
Is the new China, by the way.
China. I deal with China. China. Big league China. So don't tell me about China. I know China. China.
Whether it's China.
So if you went to China and you wanted to get a job in China. I don't knock China. How could I dislike China, man? China. You have China, Carl. Take China. China.
That's a big activity here in Washington. Proceeding. They're always proceeding or moving forward. A lot of that goes on. Senator, have you solved that problem? Well, we're moving forward on that.
He's nuts.
And when they're not moving forward, they're moving something else forward, such as the process. We have to move the process forward so we can implement the provisions of the initiative in order to meet these challenges. No one has problems anymore. Challenges. That's why we need people who can make the tough decisions. Tough decisions like how much soft money can I expect to collect in exchange for my core values? So that I can continue my work in government. Of course, no politician would admit to such a lowly station as working in government, serving the nation.
Come in, do the right thing. Get up, never party. Get up. Get up. Come in, do the right thing. Get up, never party. Get up. Get up.
Got no past, no future. Fumbling through the ether, take a ride in Aquila. Cost you 30 liras, push your dealer, hits the meter. A shrewd operator in the shadow of a beacon. Have a dirty weekend, interesting proposition. Insinuate and listen. Listen. What a way to make a living. To the ribbon, throw my hands like a reverend. Triple sixes, double sevens. When I get down to this, cut catalyst. Cut. For a revolution.
Drinking water on the Coco Cabana. Well-built family.
panic in their manacles. I meant to make a metaphor for radicals. Taking off my clothes at the Lido. All I got is my decadent credo.
I don't think that I could watch you posing there.
Smattering of no's, mostly yes's.
Well, that depends on who you ask.
Abandoned by a suffragette, given to a gang of gets, sold to a pack of losers down to Napalooza. I heard you got guns, well I got fun, I got something sweet, what you call sin, so you lose.
If you check the phone, yeah, Kimona, Simona, and Sonia, Ramona. Hello, fear the Sonia. Call Kiki and tell him send me a pona. At the highest grade, because we like smelly aroma. When me touch the road, they yell them say, yeah, we are the pona. He needs a carry for Fiona. She want me, she says she want to be a spread donor. Bush to the bone, me fresh from California. When me touch the road and gas and look at out, yeah.
Come here.
Me tell them hold a line and take a chair. If you want a girl, no bother worry, you pass me, come and share. Step up in the club and watch everybody stare. We a fuck they have to set and tell them round here. Year to year, I feel we get them off the flare. So hear me now.
Rhythm.
Me a talk out clear, now drop motor down. So me gang and no man, so them stay home alone. Drag in a regular, net out of sound. I'm a boring, so me not stay out of bounds. When you hear the beat flying, y'all don't joke around. Vibrate, party like a Nokia phone. Cause you think global, far than out of town. Now your body well sexy, you're not overgrown. Me a talk out clear, now drop motor down. So me gang and no man, so them stay home alone. Drag in a regular, net out of sound. I'm a boring, so me not stay out of bounds. Bring it up on the man, hear the beat flying. Bring it up on the man, hear the beat flying. Cock it up on the man,
hear the beat flying.
According to a new public policy poll, a majority of Republicans still believe that President Obama is a Muslim. For real, 54% think he's Muslim. And I'd say I was shocked by this, but I thought it might be a good subject for tonight's pedestrian question. So earlier today, we went out on the street, we asked people, is President Obama a Muslim? And here's how this will work. We will see a person introduce him or herself. Then, based on that introduction, we will try to guess together if the person believes Obama is a Muslim or not. All right, get it? Okay, here we go. Who do we have first?
Leah Butler, and I'm from Westlake Village.
All right, Leah. Is President Barack Obama a Muslim?
Okay, do we think Leah from Westlake Village thinks President Obama is Muslim? We're split on this. Still, the answer is?
No. No, my dad would say yes, and no, he's not.
Your dad would say yes. Dad's always say yes. All right, next up.
I'm Marcos. I'm from La Habra, California.
All right, Marcos. Is President Barack Obama a Muslim?
Does Marcos think President Obama is a Muslim? Really, everyone? Anyone say no? Well, let's see.
Yes. I believe he is. That's my final answer.
You want to phone a friend? It's not too late. All right, here's another one.
Anthony from Pasadena.
All right, Anthony. Is President Barack Obama a Muslim?
The elegance of an African elephant. I presented the evidence. Eloquent as a president. Evident it's been ever since I deserve me a championship. But before I banana clip, I'ma chill so my man can rip.
Little man against hellion with the heart of an orphan. I got the words of a murderer and I opt for distortion. You take a slice of my portion, I'll take a piece of your profit. I drop an illegal speech to keep it on Z in my pocket.
We run the jewels in your town. A quarter pound on my person. I'm known for pounding the stage. I'm talking, burning and cursing. Producer gave me a beat, said it's the beat of the year. I said LP didn't do it, so get the fuck out of here.
You wanna hang, bring his throat. I got stools in a rope. I'm a slang pope, a ring in a land with a man's flow. A new addition to the art of the old code that's fully retarded and put a part in your bold dome.
Hey, we the villains, we antagonists, bad guys. Mercy me, merciless me, putting pain in they sad eyes. It's time for Skywalker, talk with me, the true Darth Vader. I hit your mom in 03, but a G ain't hate her. So baby boy, you should tighten up and show some respect. Before I Melvin on you, Jody, put my arm on your neck. Or worse yet, be the reason your girl want a divorce. Be at a career with your kids saying, fuck your fork. Well, nigga.
This style is radiation leaking my island, also known as Chernobyl talk. Listen for the sirens, for the green I'm a hoarder. Yorta, porter, sorta, sorta, morbid son in these fucking hoarder explorers aboard. Enough of your bummy shit, it's numb to the core, sure. I suck a good dick for the fame and couldn't resist getting played. I fuck like I'm headed to war, I'm really not playing no games. Hey, Tabby, hey, goddammit, I'll kill the carrier, mentions my name.
I'm a soldier, forging a mercenary on beat. I'm merciless, I torture MCs, tie both of their feet. If they refuse to run the Jews, we beat the bottoms of feet. I'm talking grip class, guys, to the top of your teeth. Hey, me and Jamie killed the competition, top of the heat.
is where we stand with their corpses resting under our feet. I sent their mom a little cash and a sympathy letter. Told her she raised a bunch of fuckboys. Next time, do better, bitch.
We the old Atlanta, new Atlanta, future of the city. That in fact, don't give a damn, cause can't now new nigga get with me. That was true, niggas are simply simple-minded, simple Simons. Being dumbed down by the local radio stations by designing. But when I be rhyming, no payola is required. My bank account obese as fuck while yours sits on the diet. Nigga, your lease is up, you're fired. Quiet, that's how the balls talk. Retain ownership on everything, every car bought. And paid for, no neighbors, cause I'm sitting on acres. Went to Vegas, jumped the broom, cause I wasn't tripping on papers. No prenuptial agreement for mama. If we broke up and she took half, I'd still be sitting in her arms.
Yeah.
Do we already? sound of my voice. Imagine that there is nothing but you and the sound, floating freely high above the earth. Now, as you listen, you will begin to relax. Every sound you hear relaxes you further. Just you and the sound. Your arms feel heavy, very heavy, like wood.
Continue my work in government. Of course, no politician would admit to such a lowly station as working in government, serving the nation. I'm serving the nation. Another favorite distortion is public service. I'm in public service. I like America, don't you? The food is great, but the public service is terrible. Now, folks, a question for you. Do you think it's possible that one of these politicians, whose judgment is so poor that he honestly thinks of himself as serving the nation, might occasionally be expected to indulge in a little patriotism? Huh? What do you think? Well, of course, not only is it possible, it's inevitable, and that's when he's at his very best. That's when he trots out the really good stuff all across this great land of ours, the greatest nation on earth, the greatest nation in the history of the world. And at times of military crisis, you can be sure that someone in a suit in this town will eventually plant himself in front of a camera and carry on a great deal about the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. Now, normally, during peacetime, the politicians will refer to people in the military as our young men and women stationed around the world. But in wartime, they quickly become our brave young fighting men and women stationed halfway around the world in places whose names they can't pronounce, wondering if they'll ever see their loved ones again. For added emotional impact, sons and daughters can always be substituted for men and women. And so I think we can sum this up by saying that where the military is concerned, the extent of a politician's insincerity can be measured by how far around the world our soldiers are stationed and whether or not any of them can pronounce it.
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, it's 103.5 WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carborough. We're cranking out some crazy Furious George late night Thursday nights, as we do every Thursday. Check out furiousg.blogspot.com, where you can see some of our old archived shows going all the way back decades. Seriously, we're coming up on 20 years in a couple years here of Furious Radio. And luckily, we've been able to crank them out here crank out those beats and years here at WCOM, where we're chilling right now. Downtown Carrboro, there's a lot of good stuff happening. Get on out town. Shake your booty while you're at it. Oh, did I mention the show may be offensive? Okay, good. We do it every Thursday. It's part of micro-powered, community-based fun. I like to play a lot of underground instrumental hip-hop and some other fun stuff along with it, including, you know, classics from George Carlin, Language of Politics, but also other stuff, teasing the major T-Rump and others. So, if you like what you're hearing, like I said, go to furiousgeorge.blogspot.com, or you can email me, furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. Or, more importantly, probably most importantly of all, keep doing what you're doing, listening, either downloading at the station here, WCOMFM.org, or who knows what you might be doing, how you might be listening. Maybe you're on top of some fun little building somewhere with an old school radio antenna. So anyway, we're going to keep cranking in some beats. I've got some fun stuff, including, some fun music that this is actually a mix from No Can Do, who will be playing this week in North Carolina, including at the amazing Hopscotch Fest, which they have been nice enough to give Dr. Furious a ticket, a VIP pass to all the shows, which is awesome. So I'm going to hear some stuff from this coming out of this thing called Low End Theory, which is just the second Low End Theory from No Can Do and Nobody. Some other fun folks, DJ Nobody. So thanks to the folks at Hopscotch, you guys, you got to check it out. I mean, there's so much amazing stuff, good music happening around this area, and that happens to be one of the most, gosh, the biggest anchors of all incredible music that comes through. So check it out. I went last year, those guys hooked us up with some tickets and gave them away for free, and we gave away like a couple $100 worth of tickets on the station. So we're gonna give away more tickets, but they're gonna be a little bit different this year. In fact, we've got some tickets to some shows that are coming through here. The BA show that's going to be at the Hall River Festival and some other fun stuff. So stick around. You can check that out. We're happy to share. And most importantly, I already mentioned the most importantliness. Again, we shall emphasize how important it is that you keep doing what you're doing. Listen to Micropower Radio. I'm going to send you off here for a little bit more fun. And then going to keep going into the late night hour. But this fun coming up here is going to come from DJ Paul White, who's always got some fun stuff. So anyway, this is Paul White. I'm Dr. Furious. Thanks for listening. Micropower Radio.
This whole world, wild at heart and weird on top.